Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, not bad at all to close out the work week. More sun today with a high near 60. Get the weekend forecast from Dan Brunoff on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Friday, January 24th. We are watching a big story out of the Houston area this morning. A massive warehouse explosion on the west side of Houston has left at least one person hurt. It is a developing story. Check in with KRLD and KRLD.com for updates throughout the morning. Police say an accident this morning was caused by a car chase involving a couple of robbers. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
The accident shut down westbound I-30 right around Ferguson Road for about an hour this morning. Police say the crash was caused by a car chase. They say they were chasing robbery suspects when the suspects crashed their car into a barrier wall. At this time, police haven't said whether anyone was injured or if any arrests were made. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now that there is a possible coronavirus case in Texas, hospitals in the Dallas-Fort Worth area are getting ready. KRLD's Austin York has that.
Health officials say a student from Texas A&M had traveled to China and when he got back started showing symptoms, so he was tested. Russ Jones is the chief epidemiologist with the Tarrant County Health Department and says most hospitals in the area are screening patients.
Talking to CDC, listening in on a lot of conference calls, keeping up where the cases are occurring, see where transmission is occurring. Fortunately, no transmission so far reported in the United States, although there's been the one case that came in from China that got sick after traveling to Washington State.
He says they simply have to treat everyone when travel to China that is showing any kind of symptoms as if they have it, and then take samples. Coronaviruses are a large family of viruses that can cause a range of respiratory illnesses. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Flight attendants for American Airlines say all carriers that fly to China should take emergency measures to protect passengers and crew members from coronavirus. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants represents 27,000 union members. The group says emergency measures could include passing along the latest information about the outbreak and symptoms to crew members and instructions on how to handle passengers who may be sick. The head of the union says airlines should work more closely with the Centers for Disease Control, OSHA, and the World Health Organization to try to contain the outbreak. Three more people have died from the flu in Dallas County. Those patients all had other medical problems. They ranged in age from their mid-30s to the late 70s. There have been 14 flu-related deaths in Dallas County this season. The Dallas ISD has decided how to rebuild schools hit by the tornadoes in October. KRLD's Alan Skaya has that update.
Superintendent Michael Hinojosa said the school board needed to make a decision on what to do with Thomas Jefferson High School, Walnut Hill Elementary, and Cary Middle School by last night's meeting if they would get repairs done and the schools open in time for the 2022-2023 school year. At a five-hour meeting last night, some parents said they wanted the board to also make additions at TJ High School.
We're not really talking about an older school here that just needed a little TLC. This was a school that was in bad shape.
Let's bring it up to a 21st century educational facility.
The board ended up voting unanimously to spend $82 million fixing Thomas Jefferson High School with minor additions and $50 million to build a pre-K through 8th grade campus at the site of Cary Middle School. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Booby traps on trails near White Rock Lake have bikers on red alert. Cyclists say they found twine strung across the bike paths on the Sopac Trail near Dallas's Lakewood neighborhood. The twine, nearly invisible to a speeding cyclist, could cause serious injury. Bikers say they found the booby traps strung up at tire level and chest level, and now they want to warn others. Some people say the booby traps are probably the work of kids that think they're funny, but cyclists say it is not funny, and they want it to stop before someone gets hurt. The quick response of the West Freeway Church of Christ security team in White Settlement in dealing with the mass shooting situation set to become a best practices case study. DPS was so impressed they reached out to Jack Wilson, the man who took down the church gunman.
We did have some conversation, and yes, at some point they're going to be getting in touch with me because they've been doing theoretical, you know, studies of what can happen, and now we've got a real case study.
DPS Regional Director Jeff Williams tells state lawmakers the outstanding response of the church security team will become a case study for the nation to review. The new home of the Texas Rangers is nearing completion.
It's the final countdown.
And the final countdown is on towards the grand opening of the new Globe Life Field. The team announced that the ballpark is now 91% complete. Three-fourths of the seats have been installed. They're 85% done in the lower bowl and 55% done in the upper bowl. Concrete work on the ballpark floor is 60% complete, and they'll start putting in the clay in the infield next week. Installation of the synthetic turf will begin next month. The first event at Globe Life Field is a concert on March 14th, and 8 days later, the Rangers play their first game there, a preseason game against the Cardinals. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Mavericks get a road win in Portland, 133-125. And you have more chances to win $1,000 today. Your first shot comes at 8:14 this morning, and you'll have more opportunities to win $1,000 right through the 4 p.m. hour. Keep listening and have a great day.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.